For 5 days, 200,000 health workers will be stationed at 33,000 schools throughout northern Nigeria to administer oral polio drops and measles vaccines to millions of children under the age of 5 in a new drive to eradicate the two diseases. Polio cases have more than doubled this year in Nigeria as health officials struggle to fight various natural strains of the virus as well as outbreaks set off by the polio vaccine itself 3 years ago. Kano in northern Nigeria has been the epicenter for the transmission of the crippling polio virus to other parts of the world since 2003 when the authorities suspended polio immunization for 13 months. The suspension followed claims by radical Muslim clerics and some medical doctors that the vaccine was laced with substances that could render girls infertile as part of a US-led Western plot to depopulate Africa. Dr. Lola Mabugunje, Regional Field Activity Director for Non-Governmental Community Participation for Action in a Social Sector Polio Project in Kano, says immunization is now gaining strong support in the region.
There's an upsurge by WHO. People are asking why the upsurge. But I can tell you from the community are now renewed. Every mosque now, on Fridays, they'll announce the importance of immunization, which is quite impressive. At every naming ceremony, you do the announcement, and they will actually pray for the eradication of polio. If prayers are offered that a polio eradication should succeed, that's a new vigor.
In addition to polio and measles vaccine, the children will be given a dose of vitamin A and insecticide-treated bird nets. The Nigerian government paid for the vaccines, as well as half of the operational cost of about $20 million. A measles outbreak in the north has killed hundreds of children in the past few months. Health experts blame the outbreak on parents' failure to take their children for routine immunization. The second phase of the nationwide campaign is scheduled for the southern region in December. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.